It is Thursday on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Well, at 5:30, as we take a look at the traffic cams, it looks like typical afternoon commutes, like the good old days. Heavy volumes right now through the resort area, 15 south at Spring Mountain, north 15, beginning around the 215 interchange there. Also, some slow flows on the Beltway as you work your way through that corridor, 215 eastbound at Valley Verde, 215 west at Green Valley. Also, it's slow as you try to work your way up to the Spaghetti Bowl area, 515 westbound at Pecos. And that construction at St. Rose Parkway and the 215 interchange, that is causing some slowing as you work your way through there as well.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, Quick and Loans presents the Sports Flash, driven by Jeep on KMZQ. With the Ivy League canceling its fall sports schedule and potentially moving back football to the spring season, what does that mean for bowl subdivision teams? Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh says if the best evidence shows playing football is a bad idea, the NCAA simply won't allow it.
Now, if it comes to a point in time where you say that we can't play, you know, it's obvious, it's clear, then everybody would be reasonable and know that that was the right thing to do.
ESPN's Paul Feinbaum says potentially playing in the spring doesn't appease anyone.
Nobody wants to do it. The Ivy League may consider it when the dust settles, but there's nobody among four or five who wants to play. Now, if they have no choice, they will. This is about money, don't forget. But if they have to play in the spring, they will, but it's beyond the last resort. They don't want to do it.
Blue Emu promises no chill, no burn, no odor, just what you need to soothe tired muscles and joints. I'm Chuck Sanders with the KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670, talk radio done right.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a language today. That's Babbel.com.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 30.
As we are staying home more and more, isn't it time to take care of some of those projects that you've been putting off? At Carpets & More, we have 4 decades of home remodeling experience. We can expertly handle any type of flooring, cabinetry, countertops, window coverings, virtually anything. And best of all, on approved credit, we have no interest financing. No interest. Come see us at 4580 West Tico or call us at 450-MORE. That's 450-M-O-R-E or carpetsandmore.com. Let's get those home projects done.
Less is more. This is true of the 2020 Range Rover Evoque. With dramatic styling and unparalleled capability, the Range Rover Evoque offers much more than you would expect from a compact SUV. And with 0% interest currently available for up to 72 months on approved credit, it's never been a better value. Come see for yourself today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by PIPCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Centers of America, treating your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. Call 702-546-8767. I know that Summer is standing by right now waiting to take your call. She'll answer all your questions. If you've been carrying around a lot of pain, a lot of chronic pain, and you've been doing it for months, maybe years, now is, and maybe you've tried other pain clinics. I urge you to make the call right now and just ask all the questions you want. That's 702-546-8767, the Pain Injury Brain Centers of America, PIBCOA. Okay, I promised I'd let you hear from this sheriff in Butler County, Ohio, only because we are faced with that same dilemma here of a mask ordinance, if you will. In this particular case, it is the governor. And that's the same thing they're doing there. Governor Mike DeWine of Ohio has instituted a mask mandate. But I want you to hear, this is Richard K. Jones, the sheriff of Butler County, Ohio, was on Fox earlier today.
The police have been decimated. Their budgets have been cut because of this virus. Some places are laying off. They're not hiring people. It's been terrible. And next year looks worse. There's less tax money coming in. The state's cutting. And the last thing we need to do is my officers, I've instructed them, we're not going to enforce any mask wearing. I've told people not to call my dispatch center. We can't be bogged down with people calling and saying, my neighbor's not wearing a mask. This person's not wearing a mask. Mm. So I'm not going to enforce it. I'm sworn in by the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the state of Ohio, and I'm not going to enforce it. There's 88 counties in Ohio. The governor's a nice guy. And he believes in what he's doing. But I am not going to write citations. I'm not going to be the mask police, period.
You know what I had not read, and you're bringing some, at least to me, fresh information about this. It's not that you take exception to the mask wearing. You're talking about something that police departments are suffering with across the country, and that is, you know, low numbers, morale, that sort of thing. It's not necessarily about the spike that I've read is going on with coronavirus in your own county.
The spike, we believe, here and in other places, they're doing more testing. You can do drive-up testing now. Our hospitals aren't full. Our emergency rooms aren't full. ICUs aren't full. Our ICUs are 10%. We're the eighth largest county in Ohio. We're having more people that are testing, and they're going home. They're not going to the hospital. The hospitals have laid people off. I had an injury a few days ago, and I went to the hospital with my leg. I had to wait 2 hours to get in, which is normal. But when you talk to the nurses, their staff has been decimated. They've laid people off. They're the receptionists, and they're the nurses. And it's not because the hospitals are full. All the surgeries that were taking place, the elective surgeries, have all been done away with. They're just coming back. And right now in this area, our hospitals aren't overrun and overfull. They're overtested, and that's all it is. They're going home. I have sometimes over 1,000 prisoners here, 500 employees. I've had a total of 5 employees that were infected, and I had a total of 2 prisoners out of 1,000. That's it. And the whole county's we're trying to recover. I know barbers that don't have job, restaurants, they're not going to open up. They're just starting to go back to work. People are angry, Harris. They're angry, and they're getting tired, and they don't want to be forced to wear a mask, period.
Richard K. Jones, Sheriff, Butler County, Ohio, with Harris Faulkner earlier today on Fox. And I'll just tell you, I'm willing to bet there are going to be at least one, maybe 2 or 3 or 4 sheriffs in counties in northern Nevada that say no to the governor. And now the deal is the governor is using OSHA, snitches, is using all kinds of stuff in order to get us to comply. And by the way, I am shocked we have gotten all the way to Thursday. Now, again, he's got the special session. And so he may be preoccupied, but I am shocked that the governor has not done something about mask wearing across the state. Remember last Friday he had the edict, you better do it or else. Well, the fact is that that's not necessarily what has happened. I mean, I'm not sure that more people. You tell me what your experience is. Again, I work for a living, and I'm hanging out at home a lot. But are a lot of people not wearing masks that you see? We'll find out. 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I want to find out from you. Is the governor's message getting through? Are more and more people that you run into wearing masks outside their homes? We'll find out. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall, broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip on AM 670 KMZQ.
A unique blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Psychery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
At Castle Insurance Group, their mission is to make life easier for you and your business. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Instead of you taking the time to hunt down the best prices for your homeowners, auto, and business insurance, the pros at Castle Insurance Group do all the hard work for you, and it won't cost you a penny more. The folks at Castle Insurance Group don't represent just one insurance carrier. They can look for the lowest prices and best coverage from a host of carriers. Name brands like Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers, Safeco, Dairyland, and many more. At Castle Insurance Group, they make buying insurance easy. Just a 10-minute phone call with a Castle Insurance Group representative, and you can get the lowest rates and the best coverage. You kick back and relax, and they do all the heavy lifting. Call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Remember, the quote is absolutely free. That's 702-714-1060. One more time, 702-714-1060. That's Castle Insurance Group. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Hit the open roads ahead with a $17.95 basic oil change from Meineke. Fix now and pay over time with our available financing options. Meineke, doing car care right. Financing offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Headlines that affect you.
But as we address the how, we also have to know that we're addressing the why, and I think that's going to be critical in order for us to turn the page.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Do you struggle with dizziness or loss of balance? When you roll over in bed, does the room spin? Do you have a difficult time concentrating and ringing in your ears? These are scary and debilitating symptoms of vestibular disorders, which affect the inner ear and brain. These symptoms are invisible and are often overlooked by others, but there's hope. Learn more about vestibular disorders at vestibular.org. Visit vestibular.org or call 800-837-8428.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. The big news of the day, I guess, out of Washington is a pair of decisions by the U.S. Supreme Court. SCOTUS ruling that neither a prosecutor in New York nor the Congress can have access to these tax returns, financial records of the president, until at least going back to the lower courts. They essentially remanded the case back to the district court level. It'll be interesting to see. There are a couple of ways of looking at this. Nancy Pelosi had one way. Devin Nunes was on with Harris Faulkner. This is cut number 5. And this is his reaction to the SCOTUS decision, much different than that of Nancy Pelosi. Here it is.
You know, they've been trying to impeach this president since, you know, for almost 4 years now. And, you know, the irony is that these are people who have poisoned the American people, the Democrats in Congress, on this whole Russia hoax. You had just last week, Harris, you had the Speaker of the House, Pelosi, who you just showed there. She was referring to the Senate Majority Leader as having something to do with Russia. The gall and the brazenness of these folks is just incredible when it was the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, and the Clinton campaign who were actually getting information from the Russians. And so, you know, the fact that they would, you know, what they try to do is they try to grab this information, and then they try to create narratives that the media is willing to run with. So, you know, I'm actually happy that we don't have to deal with this between now and the election. Because it would just be more nonsense like they constantly do, where we have to deal with, they throw out a narrative bomb, it runs across all the platforms, and then Republicans are always having to respond to it. And I can just imagine what they would do by nitpicking little things and then throwing them out there for the American public to consume. I'm getting sick of it.
It's interesting what you're saying. I don't know that there is any reason to think that Democrats wouldn't use this politically anyway, even though, you know, nothing might be happening until after November 3rd. The Intel chair, Adam Schiff's statement reads as this, that I'll get your reaction to. The specific documents the committee has requested are critical to its investigation of whether foreign actors, particularly Russia, have leverage over President Trump, his family, and his businesses, and whether legislation is needed to guard against such dangerous conflicts of interest and foreign influence. What's your response to that?
Well, my response is to completely ignore anything the Democrats say on this committee, because this is the House Intelligence Committee, and they've converted it to House Impeachment Committee. And I would say the leader of the Democratic Party on the committee, Mr. Schiff, needs to answer, if he's so worried about RT and Vladimir Putin, why was he making appearances on RT? If he was so worried about Russia, why was he going to Russians during this investigation the last couple of years and asking them if they had nude pictures of President Trump? So to say that the Democrats wouldn't take some little small ounce of something and create a narrative out of it, I think is preposterous. They do this time and time and time again. So, tell us, why were you trying to get nude pictures of the president? That's what I would ask the Democrats. They're always trying to get information from Russians. They seem infatuated with it, and they poison the minds of millions of Americans with this hoax.
Now, Devin Nunes looks at it much differently than Nancy Pelosi. In fact, let's go to cut 1 real quick, see if we can squeeze that in. This is Nancy Pelosi looking at the SCOTUS Trump tax return decisions. A lot different than Devin Nunes or the White House, for that matter. Here it is.
It took me a little longer to get out here because I wanted to read to the bottom, the end of the decision. And Chief Justice specifically speaks to the fact that the president is not above the law. And that was something that was proclaimed in the decision, including 2 of his recent appointments. A careful reading of the Supreme Court ruling related to the president's financial records is not good news for President Trump. The court has reaffirmed the Congress's authority to conduct oversight on behalf of the American people as it asks for further information from Congress. Congress's constitutional responsibility to uncover the truth specifically related to the president's Russia connection that he is hiding. The Congress will continue to conduct oversight for the people, upholding the separation of powers that is the genius of our Constitution. We will continue to press our case in the lower courts.
That's Nancy Pelosi this morning in our nation's capital. This may not end. In fact, I don't think it will end before the election on November 3rd. I'm sorry, but Andrew Napolitano disagrees with me. But most legal minds out there seem to think that this thing is going to go beyond, well beyond November 3rd. Now, will there be leaks? Might there be leaks from the House Intelligence Committee? They're famous for leaks. I don't know. I don't know for sure. The one thing I do know is that it's going to be very interesting to see how this thing plays out and if this does go beyond November 3rd. If it doesn't, this could be the October surprise that Democrats have been looking for. Now, here's what I think is going to happen. I think this is going to be like Al Capone's vault and Geraldo Rivera. And it's going to end up being one of those things where the big buildup, and then you get there and you find out it's a nothing burger. There's nothing. Stuff that maybe is embarrassing. Oh, he doesn't give that much to charity. Or he only pays $20 million in taxes. Or something stupid. But that is not actionable. It's not something that, he'd be indicted for. Remember, these are tax returns that had to pass muster. He has been audited so many times. You don't think that the IRS has looked at his tax returns over the years as a celebrity with a fine-tooth comb? Do you think that just willy-nilly they'd say, okay, we'll rubber stamp this one, boom? No, of course not. And that's why I think when they do get to this, there may be stuff that may be embarrassing. But there's nothing that's actionable, and there's nothing that's going to warrant impeachment proceedings in a second term or any of that. Stick around. More to do as we continue. When we come back, Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden, they had a meeting of the minds, and their staffs met. And they crafted some sort of detente. What is the product of that detente? Bernie Sanders will tell you coming up in just a couple minutes. That's cut four. We'll get to that coming up in just a couple minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It is Thursday. It is moving ever closer to the weekend. Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIPCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. We survived. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect for the past 30 years. But now, Governor Sisolak says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. Best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play on one of 15 machines while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So at Ichabod's Lounge, you can still have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Have fun at Ichabod's Lounge.
Uh-oh. Embarrassed about your ugly fungal-infected feet? You bet you are. And you have been buying those rotten antifungal products. See, nothing happens. They just sit there and don't work.
Of course they don't. But a new breakthrough discovery is now being marketed as Bye Bye Fungus. And it is the answer to your problems. Bye Bye Fungus is fast-acting and has been found by dermatologists to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye Bye Fungus is budget-friendly, painless, has no hideous side effects, and it's as easy to apply as nail polish. But above all else, it's effective. So effective, it's patented. Call 1-800-258-3635 and ask us for Bye Bye Fungus. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com and say Bye Bye Fungus, hello sandals.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
As usual, I've backed myself into a corner and don't have time to bring you Bernie Sanders. But suffice to say, they had a meeting of the minds and Bernie didn't get all he wanted, and Biden didn't get all that he wanted. But suffice to say, there is a meeting of the minds. Now, whether Bernie people will come, get out and vote and get out the vote, I'll be honest with you, I don't know. This hour brought to you by the SKC Group. Let the SKC Group show you and your business how an increased web presence can increase your bottom line. Call the SKC Group at 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016, the SKC Group. I'm Kevin Wall. Yeah, that music means that we are just about done. Tomorrow is Friday. That means the Friday song returns. I'm always excited. We get requests from across the country, believe it or not. Folks that stream this show, they love this show so much. They even moved from middays to afternoon drive with us here in the Pacific time zone. It's incredible. It's absolutely amazing. They love the Friday song. You'll get the Friday song tomorrow. Till we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. For Gentleman Jim Dallas and Andrew Paul, thanks so much for joining us. Make the most of the rest of your night. Have some fun tonight, would you please? Right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Optimized performance and capability and contemporary looks. This perfectly describes the 2020 Range Rover Velar. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi, and with 0% interest financing currently available for up to 72 months on approved credit, now is the right time to own yours. Come see for yourself today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Would you like to live in a gated community that's full of amenities? Tropicana Palms is just that active adult community. Tropicana Palms offers beautiful new three-bedroom, two-bath homes for a limited time. 3.99% financing. $5,000 down will get you in. Homes starting at $147,900. You will enjoy open floor plans, new appliances, walk-in closets, two pools, two spas, two clubhouses, tennis courts, and a fitness center. For complete details, call 702-456-2249 or visit TropicanaPalmsHomes.com. Tropicana Palms is at the eastern end of Tropicana Palms Boulevard.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news.